Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side for Friday, July 9. Today, it's the cyber polygon. Then the latest corporate results, as well as today's economic news, coming right up. Oh, hell. For anyone interested in the future of global finance, this is your weekend. Beginning in a couple of hours will be the Cyber Polygon, organized under the auspices of the World Economic Forum and its founder, Klaus Schwab. This weekend's meeting will bring together the world's economic movers and shakers. And for those who may think that these types of confabs are merely academic exercises, I point you to Event 201. Held back in October of 2019 and jointly sponsored by the World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins University, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Event 201 was focused on the then seemingly remote possibility that the world might fall victim to a global pandemic. Just 18 months later, that's exactly what occurred as the COVID-19 novel coronavirus struck nations around the world. It was Event 201 which gave the structural pre-planning to the crisis, and from which the political leaders constructed their responses, following the early Chinese examples of wearing face masks, social distancing, and the various types of quarantines, from self-quarantine to actual physical quarantine. Now, we find much the same pre-planning for a potential crisis in today's cyber polygon. Only the topic today is the various emergencies that would be created through a shutdown of the internet. Specific areas of concern that they will address today include how to combat ransomware, how to make supply chains more resilient, and how in general to make financial systems and especially digital currencies more resilient. And by resilient, they mean primarily the ability to survive a massive cyber attack. This, of course, implies that the World Economic Forum sees various and yet unnamed rogue players in the world who present a direct threat to the functioning of the global financial system. Now, it's interesting to speculate on just who those rogue players might be, but I have not been able to find any specific reference in their agenda. Perhaps that will be discussed later today. Now, if you were to take one thing away from today's Cyber Polygon meeting, it is that these world leaders see a definite and immediate threat to the world's online systems, that the threat of complete internet takedown is a distinct possibility. And their job today will be to set some of the groundwork for such an eventuality. Notice that as they lay out the structure of this response, it has a distinctly global and a distinctly European bent. Now, the chief law enforcement agency to pursue those rogue actors would be Interpol, the multinational European police agency. And the Red Cross is raised up to the level of chief agency to provide humanitarian aid caused by any failure in the internet. Then, two brand new global agencies are suggested, one to regulate the World Wide Web itself, and one to curtail internet bullying of children. Overall, today's Cyber Polygon meeting provides the framework of a massive enhancement of the control and regulation of the internet, all by agencies that would be created should a massive online outage occur, an eventuality that clearly the World Economic Forum, at least, feels is right around the corner. We'll have to wait and see if they're as prescient in predicting this cyber crisis as they were in predicting the pandemic. Now, in economic news today, we'll shortly get the latest numbers on wholesale inventories. It's a good measure of retailers' projected sales. And then the weekly Baker Hughes report on the number of oil rigs in operation. We expect this week's report to show about 370-some rigs drilling. That's half the level we reached back in 2019 before the pandemic. We'll have a lot more to say about this in a future podcast. In earnings today, just two companies reporting, rail car maker Greenbrier and industrial equipment maker As. And that's the value side for this Friday, July 8th. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country might get back to work.